I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. With the change in the calendar, the stock trucks start rolling from the hatcheries and delivering another year's worth of trout to the state's waters for your catching. We'll talk a little more about it right after this.
You wouldn't expect your child to jump on a bike without learning how to safely ride first. Why would you let him ride an ATV without proper training? Riding an ATV is not as easy as it looks. You've got to learn the ropes before you hit the trails. The best way to learn how to ride is to take a training class. Many are free. Too many riders have been killed or seriously injured on ATVs. Don't become a statistic. Take knowledge to the extreme. Log on today to atvsafety.gov.
The winter portion of the spring trout stocking schedule got underway during the first week of this month. That coincided with some pretty nasty weather, according to DNR Trout Program Leader Mike Shingleton. But the recent days have made it feel a little more like we're actually into the spring stocking days. Now, these stockings in January and February are aimed at bringing stock trout to southern and western counties of the state, where by the time spring rolls around, it's just too warm.
January stockings, like I said, they include the biennial waters, which in most of those are in the western and southern part of the state, so they're getting those stockings. We've got some that, because of the warm water, warm temperatures that you mentioned, there were some monthly waters back a number of years ago that we moved to begin in January and end in April because they were getting too warm in May. So there's about eight or nine of those, and most of those are also in the southern part, western part of the state. And then the weekly waters are in a lot of our traditional counties that receive trout, like the Williams and the Cranberry and the Blackwater, South Branch, Shavers Fork, things like that.
And depending on the water and the conditions, you may actually find some trout that have literally been there as much as a year.
Water quality, the pH and all that has to be, suitable. But the water temperature, when we stock in the fall in October, usually the water temperatures have cooled off enough, and so they don't have that problem. And then, too, after we quit end our stocking, like in May, and then also in the stocking in the 2 weeks in October, many anglers, simply quit fishing. And so those trout that have managed to get through the fishing pressure, a lot of them survive through the summer and then into the fall and winter.
Now, don't get your hopes way up. The colder temperatures can do a number on fish biting. Slow it down and issue some patience as you wait.
Right now, the water temperatures are pretty cool. The last couple days, few days, has warmed them somewhat, but not like they will later in the spring. Also, people need to realize, like this past weekend, we had here in the mountains anyway, we had a lot of snow melt, some rain, and with the pH of our snow and rain and stuff like that, it lowers the pH in the water, in the river, in the streams. And that frequently will cause the trout not to bite as readily. It kind of knocks them off their feed, so to speak.
And that is because that's rain and snow is acid rain and snow. Not a lot you can do, but it does have a very detrimental effect on fish biting. Remember to get your 2008 trout stamp before you get out there. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.